Bishop Philip Egan of Portsmouth in England says Pope Benedict has tried to focus us on the person of Jesus Christ as a man of love. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, I think probably like everyone, I'm still sort of reeling from the shock of this, and I actually feel almost bereaved, really. But there is, I suppose, he is such he's such a holy and genuine man, actually, and I think clearly he, over the last few months, his health has been deteriorating, and I know as a bishop myself, it's quite an onerous responsibility where I feel the grace of God, thanks be to God, you know, in so many ways, but it's a very onerous thing, and one can't imagine really what it must be like being Bishop of Rome, being the Holy Father. And so to me, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of understandable really that if he felt that he was truly going to, in his functions were truly going to be impaired by illness and old age, that humility and honesty and candor would require him to take that courageous decision to retire, to stand down.
It's not just a courageous decision. In many ways, it's almost a revolutionary decision because, as you know, we haven't seen a resignation of a pope for hundreds of years. How do you think it's changed how we view the papacy, which, of course, up until now was seen always as a job or ministry for life, at least in modern times?
Yes, it reminds us, doesn't it, of the humanity of the papacy and indeed of the humanity of all of us in the church, you know, who are carrying in earthenware vessels that gospel of Christ. And I think we will always, I mean, it is a precedent. And of course, we've known that it's possible for a pope to retire. It's provided for in canon law. We've not seen it, though, for several centuries. I think it's a good reminder of us always to pray for whoever it is who is the successor of Peter.
What do you think have been Pope Benedict's greatest gifts as a pope and as a leader during his time at the head of the See of Peter?
I think his personality, his deep faith and humility, which is seen in so many ways, and also his great intellectual gifts. And for me, he's been a holy man who's tried at this time in history to consolidate all that's come forth from the Second Vatican Council and through those long years of Pope John Paul II. He's tried really, I think, to deepen us all, to deepen our prayer and our faith and to focus us on the person of Jesus Christ. There's always a temptation, I find this especially amongst maybe older Catholics, to focus on the Church of the Lord, but Pope Benedict's really tried to make us focus on the Lord of the Church as a man of love. And obviously his encyclicals, they use the word caritas in the titles. I mean, that's what it is. It's the man of love. And that's been shown really in his overseas visits as well. And, you know, particularly here, his visit to Britain. He, in many ways, is a modern father of the Church. He's been like a modern Saint Augustine for us.